Blog Talk Radio.
It's me again, number one wrong writer, Jay Hall, and you definitely live in the day with Jay. Guys, thank you for tuning in to another great show today. First and foremost, I want you guys to know that the Independent Artist Festival coming to Gastonia September the 29th is closer than you think, guys. You definitely need to go pick up those tickets. I'm going to tell you in a little bit where you can go get those tickets and tell you a little bit about the artists that are going to be performing. But you can always, and I mean always, check out all the events and updates on jradioshow.com, or you can hit us up on Twitter at jradioshow@twitter.com. You don't want to miss out on any of that. Well, couple of things I want to talk about real quick before, you know, I give you our first guest. And one thing, I think that's ridiculous. We've been hearing a lot about presidential candidate Mitt Romney and saying some of the things that he has said back in the past that has come back to bite him. And for those of you who don't know, he basically stated that 47% of the Americans who are of America that give President Obama their support are people who want handouts. Basically, in a nutshell, what he's saying. And I think, you know, that Mitt has kind of stepped back into it. And, you know, and it never ceased to amaze me how, if you can remember, the 2008 elections, the Republican Party waited right to the last leg, and they, you know, they put their foot in their mouth by way of Sarah Palin. And this time it's something coming back to actually bite Mitt in the behind, and I just don't think he has the brain power to maneuver out of this situation, which, you know, I'm happy. I just wanted his idiotic behavior to come out before then, but, you know, better late than never. But we're going to play a clip later on in the show. We're going to play a clip, the response that he gave to those remarks that went public just the other day, which I'm hearing some more things about who made them public with. You know, we'll talk about that another day. Anyway, number to call, 704-313-0101. We are going to be joined today by two more artists that are going to perform at the Independent Artist Festival. One is our closing artist, which I'm really excited to talk to, and I'm talking about none other than national recording artist Sulane. So you guys really are in for a treat. And then later on, second half of the show, I'm going to give you some more Bernie. You guys, you got to be ready for this guy. Yeah, absolutely hilarious. And he also is going to be performing at the Independent Artist Festival. So, you know, as I say to you each and every time we are on the air, you sit back and relax and you enjoy this ride. We're going to take a break, and we should be coming back with Miss Sulane. Number to call, 704-313-0101. You are definitely, definitely live in the day with Jay. Live in Gastonia, North Carolina, September the 29th, J Radio Show proudly presents the first annual Independence Artist Festival, featuring many, many acts from all over the world, including Metro, DTQ, K-Pasa, Lost World Music, Lady K, Bernie Mac 2000, Grand Dossier, and special performances by international recording artists Dre Rock and Sue Lane. You definitely don't want to miss the Independent Artist Festival at the venue, 160 West Franklin Boulevard, Gastonia, North Carolina. Cost is $5, pre-sale, 8 to 11, be there.
Bond Lush Studios, Gastonia's newest and most reliable tattoo, piercing, and photography studio. Located on the corner of 317 South Marietta Street, Gastonia, North Carolina, Bond Lush Studios gives you that upscale experience that you may want in a tattoo environment. You can reach them at 704-910-1713, or you can reach them at www.bondlush.com. Bond Lush Studios, Gastonia's newest reliable studio.
Budget Blinds, a style for every point of view. When choosing Budget Blinds, you get stunning home accessories, plus free home consultations and estimates. When purchasing your blinds, you can take advantage of our expert fit, measure, and installation, top name brands exclusive to Budget Blinds, and unique products with prompt delivery to you. All of our products, from blinds to shutters, shades to balances, are backed by our exclusive guarantees. Call Budget Blinds today at 704-864-8778 for your free in-home consultation.
Moss Health Mart Pharmacy is your locally owned pharmacy in Gastonia. Since 1940, they have made a personal commitment to the Gastonia area to be your trusted health care resource. They honor prescription plans, including Medicare, and take the time to know you while explaining your medications and answering any questions you may have. Experience the difference. Moss Health Mart Pharmacy, 704-867-9611. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Look your best every day with Whirlpool's innovative, high-efficiency washers and dryers. Offering the best care for your clothes, innovative features like Precision Dispense Ultra and Advanced Moisture Sensing help save money, energy, and time. You can be confident we'll always take care of your favorite jeans and sweaters. So go visit your Whirlpool dealer, East Gastonia Hardware, located at 1906 East Ozark Avenue in Gastonia. Call 704-864-5404 to get your Whirlpool washer and dryer today.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call, 704-313-0101. That number again is 704-313-0101. Guys, I want you, especially you guys that are listening in the Gastonia area, I want you guys to really, really come support the independent artists that are coming to the area September the 29th. It's going to be one of the best shows that I think you are ever going to see in that area. The type of or caliber of artists that has committed to making this such a great event, you guys are in for a treat. I've listened to these guys and females, and I've really, really taken a hard listen to their message and their music. And I'm telling you, these guys they not playing around. And which I tell you every time we're on the air, I stand by this. I will take my independent artists and I will throw them in the ring with the best of the mainstream, and I promise you they will still be standing. I can promise you that. And for those of you who are just joining us, you guys need to check out the independent artists. That is September the 29th. That's at the Vineyard in Gastonia, North Carolina. That's 160 West Franklin Boulevard, Gastonia, North Carolina, 28052. You guys can show up in time for the red carpet event, which is 7 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock, and we will have DTQ performing the red carpet event, and I have more surprises for you guys when you get inside. I know you guys might have heard the promo, but I'm going to reiterate, you know, we got, for instance, we got DTQ, we got K-Pasa, which I'm really, really thinking you guys are going to love. We got MC Lambo. We got Lost World Music, Lady K, with her daughter, Katrina. And if for those of you who don't know who she is the young violinist from the Today Show. She was on the Today Show, so she's going to be at the Independent Artist Festival. And we're going to have Bernie Mac, and we featuring Grand Dossier music. You guys, that's the set that K-Pasa is rolling with. So you guys really need to check that out. And then we're going to end up with finishing off a great, great evening with none other than the lovely and talented Miss Sue Lane. With opening, and I cannot forget my man Dre Rock. You guys know Dre Rock from the show. He's going to be opening the show. And that's September the 29th. And the show starts at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. You guys can buy tickets pre-sale now for $5. And you can purchase those tickets at one place, at the Vineyard, actually. And you can go to DeFay's Barbershop in Gastonia. That's 255 East Main Avenue in Gastonia. And you can buy the tickets there. Or you can call 704-830-6061. And you can find out more information how you can get the tickets. So I'm looking forward to seeing you guys come out and support my independent artists. And speaking of support the artists, I want to bring on my first guest. And, you know, I am really, really proud to be able to talk to this young lady on the air. You know, very few often you have someone come through that's so decorated with talent and experience in this industry. And, you know, I think you guys are really going to enjoy my first guest. And without further ado, I'm going to bring on none other than international recording star, Miss Sue Lane. How you doing, Miss Sue Lane?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really, really glad that you were able to join us today. I know, I like to tell my artists that come on the show, you know, I know you guys can be doing something else than talking to me on the air. But I'm really, really glad that you were able to join us, and I'm super excited about you closing out the Independent Artist Festival in a couple of weeks. For those of guys who've been on Mars for the last 5-10 minutes, tell them a little bit about who you are and you know, your journey so far into this music world.
For a lot of you, I know that you probably know me from the group KPNB, which was a group that was formed by Elektra in 1998. And I was the other half of the group, and I was actually signed to Elektra and had a solo album. A lot of people didn't get to hear that. But then since then, I have totally rededicated my life to the Lord. So I am now doing gospel and doing inspirational. And I've just been living, man, having a good time.
Oh,
having
man.
A good time with life.
That's great stuff. Now, are you originally from this area, the Charlotte area?
I am not from Charlotte. I am originally from Boston, Massachusetts. But I have lived in North Carolina for some time, and I've also lived on the West Coast and also in Atlanta. So I've had the opportunity to travel a lot,
okay,
which I'm very grateful for.
Yes, yes. And you know what? And it shows in your personality, and it shows in the music that you put out, you know, which is good stuff, you know. And I, you know, I'm like a kid in a candy store right now. I can't wait to, you know, play some of your music in the next couple of minutes to some of the, introduce them to your music, my listeners, that is, because I sat and I listened again to a couple of tracks that, you know, I have of yours, and, you know, it's good stuff, you know. It's good stuff, and I'm really, really excited about where you are and where you want to go with, you know, your career. And I think a lot of people are really going to be excited for Sue Lane also. And if you can, tell us a little bit about your name. Where you, the concept of your name, Sue Lane. Where did that come from?
Well, let me start by saying that the old name that I chose to go by was a name that obviously I wouldn't choose today to go by, and that name was Envy. And I just want to put it out there that I didn't name myself that underneath like a negative. I really didn't want to have like a negative vibe attached to it.
Right.
Even though people think of the name Envy and they always associate it with being a sin, and I never associated my name being a sin, and let me just clear that up, because some people say, oh, well, maybe her music's dark, and, you know, maybe she's a devil worshiper. That wasn't the case at all. I mean, being born to a father who is a bishop and a mom who's an overseer, I've always dearly loved the Lord, and the name just kind of it came about from a crazy situation that I'm not even going to get into. But I have since then laid that name to rest, so I no longer go by the name Envy. So now I go by Sulane, which is just a half of my first and my second name. My name is Susan Elaine, and I just go by Sulane to kind of just, you know, kind of represent me more. And I spell it S-I-O-U-X, like the Indian Sioux. I'm Cherokee Indian, so I kind of wanted to represent that side of me. And then Elaine is just kind of like the second half of my middle name. And I thought that would represent me a lot better.
Yeah, that's jazzy. I like that. I like that. And I like the way you're very articulate with your thoughts and your thought process. You know, I was just telling the artist that was on last week, I was telling him that it's really, really amazing to me how, you know, your artists, how you guys can articulate your thoughts and your actions into your music and even your interviews. I think it's really articulate, and I think a lot of young people can learn a lot from you guys right now.
I mean, yeah, I hope that a lot of young people can learn a lot from me, you know, just going from the R&B field into the gospel field, you know, it's a lot different. Even though, it really doesn't matter what genre you're in. I guess it all depends on the message that you're sending out. And, you know, I just want our youth to be able to receive the message that, you know, you can do whatever it is that God has for you to do. Just know who you are. Don't let people confuse you on who you are. You know, make sure you stay in school. Just do it the right way so then you don't have to retrack and you know, try to go back and cover up all your mistakes. You know, you can just kind of, like, live the life that God has always planned for you to live. And that's the message that I want to send out to the youth.
Oh, and that's such a true message. And I think it's well received. At least it is in my realm of this station right now. I know it's well received. Now, I want to get into... the first single that I want to play of yours, titled Thank You. If you can you tell us a little bit about that track, who you collaborated with, or how did you come up with that track?
Okay, this track, I collaborated with Hula and Dijon, and they are two producers, two phenomenal producers from Chicago, very talented. And basically in the record, you know, it's like this. I'm telling God, listen, God, you know, I know I'm still making mistakes. Well, I know I've made mistakes in the past, and I know that I always run to you after I make a mistake. And you always have your arms open and willing to accept me back in. So right now I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for everything that you've done for me. I just want to say thank you. Even if I wake up in the morning, I say, Lord God, thank you for this shoe I got on my foot right now. You know, because I know if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be able to do any of the stuff that I'm able to do for myself. And basically that's what the record is saying, and I really love this record.
Wow, and without further ado, and with saying that, this is Sulane with Thank You on Live in the Day with Jay.
You are my inspiration, deliver me from my for my clothes,
thank
and my shoes,
thank
for my life.
Thank
I thank you.
Wow, wow. That was Miss Sue Lane with title track, Thank You. Wow, where did that big voice come from?
You know what? I've been practicing singing gospel music since I was a small child. I think I started singing at like age, I want to say four, and I started in the mic in my dad's church. And, you know, I've been constantly working on my vocals ever since I was a child. I mean, doing vocal exercises and doing all kind of stuff to kind of, you know, try to strengthen my vocals. And plus, when you're singing gospel, you know that you always have someone there, a guardian angel or, you know, even the Holy Spirit to help you, you know, with your power and with your strength. And
yeah,
that I am truly, truly thankful for.
You know what, Sue, I'm telling you. I've been listening to your music quite frequently, and every time I hear your voice and then hear you speak, it's literally amazing because you have the most soft-spoken voice, but when you sing, it's still soft, but it definitely will be the attention getter in a crowded room, and you know, I think that's true talent. That's just true talent, raw talent. And you can hear it in your voice how raw your talent is. And you know what? No one has heard the last of Sue Lane. I can promise you that.
Thank you.
Are you a little bit shy?
I'm just overwhelmed with compassion. You know, I'm just overwhelmed with compassion. I'm just happy to be, you know, in the land of the living, and I'm happy to, you know, be able to share my gift with other people. And I know that, you know, God has, you know, he has big things waiting on me, and, you know, I'm just ready to move into my future.
No doubt. So if you can, we're going to take a quick break, and I want to come back, and I want to play the other track that we wanted to get into, and just so listeners can really get the gist of what I'm trying to get across to them and what they're going to miss out on if they don't get their behind down to the Independent Artist Festival. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's
all right.
True.
Number to call 704-313-0101. You're definitely live in the day with Jay.
Bon Lush Studios, Gastonia's newest and most reliable tattoo, piercing, and photography studio. Located on the corner of 317 South Marietta Street, Gastonia, North Carolina, Bon Lush Studios gives you that upscale experience that you may want in a tattoo environment. You can reach them at 704-910-1713, or you can reach them at www.bonlush.com. Bon Lush Studios, Gastonia's newest reliable studio.
Live in Gastonia, North Carolina, September the 29th, J Radio Show proudly presents the first annual Independence Artist Festival, featuring many, many acts from all over the world, including Metro, DTQ, K-Pasa, Lost World Music, Lady K, Bernie Mac, 2000, Grand Dossier, and special performances by international recording artists Dre Rock and Sue Lane. You definitely don't want to miss the Independent Artist Festival at the venue, 160 West Franklin Boulevard, Gastonia, North Carolina. Cost is $5, pre-sale, 8 to 11, be there.
Moss Health Mart Pharmacy is your locally owned pharmacy in Gastonia. Since 1940, they have made a personal commitment to the Gastonia area to be your trusted health care resource. They honor prescription plans, including Medicare, and take the time to know you while explaining your medications and answering any questions you may have. Experience the difference. Moss Health Mart Pharmacy, 704-867-9611. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call, 704-313-0101. Scott, give me a little bit of that. I like that. Welcome back to the show, guys. For those of you who are just joining us, we have been truly blessed speaking with none other than international recording artist Miss Sue Lane, which will be closing out the Independent Artist Festival September the 29th. In Gastonia, North Carolina. You guys don't want to miss that. That's at the Vineyard. Give you more information about it as the show go on, and you definitely will hear the promo for it. But Sue, you still on with us?
I'm still here.
Hey, you know what? I'm really, really impressed with your level of expertise in this entertainment world. And for those striving artists right now, who are trying to really get their message across in their music, what kind of advice do you have for them?
You know what? All I can say is, you know, even if you're not a everyday churchgoer or, you know, you're not necessarily living a life of a Christian, I would say, you know, in order to just first to keep your mind right and to keep your mind regulated, what you need to do is you need to read the Word of God, because the Word of God will guide you through life. And you won't have to worry about pleasing this person or pleasing that person. And you can always be confident in yourself and the thoughts that you have if you do read the Word of God. It helps you through every aspect of your life. And as an artist, you're going to need that, because as an artist, you know, you're going to have to deal with people saying, well, I don't like your music, or I think you can come across a little bit better, this and this and that. But if you read the Word of God and you apply it to your life, you can always be confident in yourself. And like I said, the thoughts that you have, and if you have to go back and say, you know what, let me do something different, it won't totally break you all the way down. You'll still be able to get back up. And just believe in yourself, believe in your music, try not to cross anybody, you know, try to give everybody as much love as you want to receive, mm-hmm. and I think that everything will work out.
True that. You know what, I don't know if I need to have you even performing at that. I might need to have you speaking a little bit, because that might be what they need, you know. But you know what, I think they're going to get that in your music too. Now I want to hear this second track. I want the listeners to hear the second track, Rescue Me. If you can tell me a little bit about that before we go in it.
Okay, Rescue Me was a song that I actually recorded in Atlanta, and I did it with I recorded the song with a production company called Hard Work. And they're a very, very talented team of young brothers. When I heard the song, I was like, you know what? I love this song. It's about not only myself, but, you know, it's about, you know, women or men who don't really know God, and, you know, you don't really know, like, how kind he is, or, you know, you don't really know the things about him. And what the song is saying is, like, you know what? God rescued me. He rescued me. Anytime I was in danger, God has always been there to rescue me. I mean, even from anything that's dark and anything that the enemy throws your way, he's always been there. And he's always been there to rescue me. And even when there was times when I was so down, where I felt like I didn't know if I was forgiven, or, like, you know, I started to doubt the things that I knew that he would do, he was still there, you know, and his son was still there. And the song is saying, you know, basically, thank you, God, for rescuing me. And that's what the song is about.
Wow. With that being said, we're going to go into that song, Rescue Me. That's from Sue Lane.
But I ran. without you I was so wrong. What I thought was love had me blindly following the wrong thing, pulling me further from your love.
You know what? You can't keep doing that to me. You cannot keep doing that to me. I am really, really excited about you closing out this show. You are exactly what we need to close this show. Exactly. And you know, I just don't know how anybody could ever overlook your talents, your message, your vibe. I mean, it's all right in line with what's going on. You know, you and Dre Rock are going to really knock this thing out the box. I just can't believe the caliber of music that you put out. It's really good stuff. Really good stuff. Now, if there's anybody that want to get your music or want to check you out, is there any sites that they can go to other than jradioshow.com? Is there any other sites that they can go to check out any music, any videos?
You know what? Not currently. Like, I don't have anything for sale now, but I am getting that together now. If you want to just friend me, you can go to Soulaine on Facebook, which is S-I-O-U-X-L-A-N-E. I would love to friend you on Facebook, and then, you know, I can definitely keep you posted from there. You know, what's good and what's going on.
Yes, definitely. Are you planning on going back in the studio pretty soon, or?
Yeah, I'm in the studio. I am in the studio almost, like, you know, as much as possible. I'm in the studio, so I'm trying to get this gospel album together. I'm trying to get this gospel album done, and then, you know, do a couple of videos and probably drop on YouTube. Try to get my fan base back to where it was. Because Swing My Way did really well.
Oh, yeah.
With the help of our record label. So I'm trying to get everything in order now.
Oh, definitely. You know what? You're going to be such a treat for the audience in Gastonia on the 29th. I know you're busy. I know you got things to do, and I really, truly thank you from the bottom of my heart for first being a part of this festival. We didn't know each other from Adam and Eve, but you know what? We do now, and I really, really am glad that I was able to connect with you, make a new friend, and continue to grow with this thing that we call, you know, brotherhood, sisterhood, whatever you want to call it, unity. That's what I call it, and I really wish you the best, and I look forward to seeing you on the 29th, or the 28th for sound check, but on the 29th, and I really look forward to talking to you even more.
All right, that sounds good. It was lovely meeting you, and if you're in Gastonia or Charlotte, please come out. Please come out. It's gonna be real hot. It's gonna be real hot.
Definitely.
I look forward to meeting and seeing everybody else there.
Thank you for joining us today, Ms. Sulane. I will talk to you again off the air. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. For those of you who have just missed it, I hope you didn't, but we have been talking to Ms. Sulane, and I'm going to have it on the show's website so you can listen to the show on demand. But for those of you who are listening on the New York Chicago station, you guys stay tuned because we're going to come back, and you get an extended version. We're going to come back with none other than Bernie Mac 2000. I told you guys he was coming back to the show, and he is here. You're definitely live in the day with Jay.
Bond Lush Studios, Gastonia's newest and most reliable tattoo, piercing, and photography studio. Located on the corner of 317 South Marietta Street, Gastonia, North Carolina, Bond Lush Studios gives you that upscale experience that you may want in a tattoo environment. You can reach them at 704-910-1713, or you can reach them at www.bondlush.com. Bond Lush Studios, Gastonia's newest, most reliable studio.
Live in Gastonia, North Carolina, September the 29th, J Radio Show proudly presents the first annual Independence Artist Festival, featuring many, many acts from all over the world, including Metro, DTQ, K-Pasa, Lost World Music, Lady K, Bernie Mac 2000, Grand Dossier, and special performances by international recording artists Dre Rock and Sulane. You definitely don't want to miss the Independent Artist Festival at the venue, 160 West Franklin Boulevard, Gastonia, North Carolina. Cost is $5, pre-sale 8 to 11, be there.
Moss Health Mart Pharmacy is your locally owned pharmacy in Gastonia. Since 1940, they have made a personal commitment to the Gastonia area to be your trusted health care resource. They honor prescription plans, including Medicare, and take the time to know you while explaining your medications and answering any questions you may have. Experience the difference. Moss Health Mart Pharmacy, 704-867-9611. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to the show. Number call 704-313-0101. You guys have been very, very blessed to listen to the sultry sounds of the lovely Miss Sulane. You know, like I said, I will have that show on demand for free so you guys can check it out. But in the studio right now, I told you guys that I was going to have him back on here before I unleash him to you at the Independent Artist Festival. So welcome back to the show, Bernie 2000. How you doing, brother?
What's up, baby? You know how it is. You know I'm still cooling.
Hey, Bernie, you know what? Did you get the chance to hear any of that Sulane interview?
Oh, man, that girl right there, fire, ain't she?
Yeah, man.
I was liking that test. She got a CD now?
Yeah, man, she got a lot of stuff going on right now.
I'm about to cop one of them now.
Yeah, we gonna definitely hook you up, Bernie. I'll tell you that. Now, you know, I know that this Independent Artist Festival is coming up, and you are going to definitely open. Other than Dre Rock, I know you're going to open. You know what can we look for when it comes to Bernie 2000?
Oh man, you already know what to look for today. When I step up in there, I'm already going to be sharp. Red carpet special. You know what time it is. Remember, old lady gonna come through that shower, boy.
You gonna stroke the red carpet, Bernie?
Man, you know I gotta hit the red carpet, Jay. You know you gonna ask that. I'm gonna make sure up in that red carpet.
You're not gonna have no feather in your hat, I hope.
Oh man, I might. You know what? Now since you said that, I might have to go find me a turkey tonight. See if I can't pluck him for real.
Hey, Bernie, what do you think about this Independent Artist Festival? You think Gaston ain't ready for this?
I don't know. Gaston ain't ready for a lot of things, man. This right here festival going to be a good thing for everybody. Come on out there, enjoy, sit down, bring your old lady, have your few drinks or something. I don't know if it's going to be no alcohol.
Yeah.
But you're welcome to drink soda, Mountain Dew. All you want to. Water. Water don't cost you nothing. But you know, you go to Vineyards, they cost you maybe $1, $2 for a bottle of water. You get a 50 cent at the store.
Hey, Brandon, I can't give away the water now. You know we gotta do something for our artists.
Jay, that long ride I had down here, I need more than some water. Good gracious, man. It took me about 3 hours to get down there. Traffic. Up here coming to Shelby, North Carolina. Many people up here crazy, you hear me? But I love it anyway. I made it. Safe and sound.
Safe and sound, Bernie 2000. Now, Bernie, I know you're going to be giving it to them raw up in there at the Independence Artist Festival. Let me ask you something. For those sitting on the front row, do they need to look at you right in the face?
They better be looking pretty good. They sit on the front row. Don't come in there non-matching. Don't have no tube socks on. You better not have no hot water or none of that. You come in with greasy mouth, I'm getting on you. I'm telling you right now. Shirt all wrinkled up and stuff. Oh, it's over for you. Bernie 2011 playing no game. President Obama in the building. I'm talking about him. What other man there?
Romney.
Yeah, he's so going to get it. His 47% sale.
Yeah, oh, you know what?
You know what time it is.
I'm glad you said that because I want to play a clip real quick, Bernie. I want you to hear this clip in a second of the explanation of his 47% behind. What he says his reasoning behind that was. We're going to play that clip real quick, and then I want you to tell me what you think about it, all right?
That's cool with me. I'm ready for that, Jay.
Okay, so here's a clip of Romney giving his explanation of his 47% idiotic statement.
I understand that there's a video that's been on the internet for a few weeks that has attracted some attention, and I thought I'd make some comments about it. Apparently, it's got a snippet of a question and answer session at a fundraiser event. It doesn't capture the question, so I don't know precisely what was asked, but I think it was about my campaign and how I'd be able to get the majority of voters to support me. By the way, whoever has released the snippets, I'd certainly appreciate if they released the whole tape and so we could see all of it. Of course, there's a very different approach of the two different campaigns. As I point out, I recognize that among those that pay no tax, approximately 47% of Americans, I'm not likely to be highly successful with a message of lowering taxes. That's not as attractive to those who don't pay income taxes as it is to those who do. And likewise, those who are reliant on government are not as attracted to my message of slimming down the size of government. And so I then focus on those individuals who I believe are most likely to be able to be pulled into my camp and help me win the 51 or 50.1% that I'd need to become the next president.
You're not stepping away from anything you said in this video, are you? You're not backing away from anything. And do you worry you've offended this 47% who you mentioned?
Well, you know, it's not elegantly stated. Let me put it that way. I'm speaking off the cuff in response to a question, and I'm sure I could state it more clearly and in a more effective way than I did in a setting like that. And so I'm sure I'll point that out as time goes on.
Well, Governor, this is now the second time where you've made comments at a fundraiser to donors that are different from what you say on the trail, either in terms of policy or at least in this case in terms of tone. What assurances can you give to voters that you're not saying different things to people who fund your campaign than what you're saying to them in public and on the stage?
You're coming to my fundraisers, and this is the same message that I give to people, which is that we have a very different approach, the president and I, between a government-dominated society and a society driven by free people pursuing their dreams. I'm talking about the process of campaigns. Typically, I don't talk about process in speeches because I think candidates are wiser to talk about policy and their vision than to talk about how they're going to win an election.
Told you, full of idiocracy. Just an idiot. Bernie, what do you think of this man?
I think he's retarded, you ask me. 50-something percent. 47%. He's just retarded.
He don't know no math,
no,
I know
he,
that.
He don't know nothing to tell me. Who going to vote for him?
I'm not.
I know I ain't voting for him.
Bernie, don't let me catch you in line voting for him.
You know, if you catch me in line, I'm tearing all this stuff down. You can catch me in line for if I'm in his line. Barack Obama, you better believe that. Yeah. 100 is going all the way. Put shoelaces on for this here next weekend because it's going down.
It's going down, Bernie. I think this is going to be one of the biggest events in Gastonia that we've seen. This ain't the homegrown festival, which I know they've done a great job, and I, you know, I commend VKC, but I want VKC to come on over and join us a little bit so we can do this flavor thing together.
Yes, sir.
That's what it's all about, Bernie. You know what? When I told the listeners that you were going to be a part of this, I got so much positive feedback. I got so many people wanting to know who in the heck is that, and I want to know where I can book this brother.
Well, you know you can book me. You want to know who I am next Saturday, the 29th. You know where I'm going to be at. You want to know who I am, come and check me out. And bring your handkerchief because you're going to need it.
Boy, I tell you, Bernie, you never let me down. Every time you come on this show, you never let me down.
I'm going to pick you up. You know what I'm saying? We're walking this thing together. Back to back. You take five, I take five. They equal 10, don't it?
Yeah, it does.
All day. You hesitate on me, Jay. Don't stop. Don't you do that tonight.
Yeah, you're right. It does. It equals 10, not 10.
But, day, baby.
Hey, you guys, if you just joining us, we are speaking with Bernie 2000, who is going to be definitely open up the show and get you guys. He's my icebreaker. He's my icebreaker for you guys the 29th at the Independent Artist Festival, and I know you will be pleasantly surprised and entertained with the rhetoric he's going to use, because this brother is not going to hold any punches. Is that right, Bernie?
You already know that, Jay. I ain't holding nothing. You come sad, you're going to leave happy. I bet you that.
That's right.
So if you go to the food place and you get in line and they dip you on your food, don't worry about it. Come on in there. I'm going to make you feel better.
Well, we're going to have some food there for him, too.
Shut your mouth. Do what you got, boy.
Well, we're going to have a little bit of something there. I'm not going to tell you everything.
See, that's all right. I like that. Come be in line just like a fat kid and go to corral. Buffet style. Y'all know what time it is.
It's Bernie time.
You know that.
It's Bernie time.
Bernie 2000 in the building.
That's right. That's
who
right.
Who you with?
That's just a little bit, guys. That's just a little bit of what you're going to get. I'm telling you, this is going to be a show to remember. I got my man Bernie 2000 bringing it down, opening it up, getting you guys in the mood for some very, very, very good entertainment. You know, we had Sulane on the show today, you know, and Sulane really, really, really opened the door to show you what success sounds like. Next week on the show, we're going to have Dre Rock, international star Dre Rock. He's going to be on the show live in the day with Jay. You guys, you don't want to miss that. We're going to be talking to him and also D&D Photography, who's going to be shooting the red carpet. You guys don't want to miss any of that. You definitely don't want to miss the pictures I'm going to put on the website of Bernie in his feather. And he might even have a boa on walking the red carpet. You guys just don't want to miss any of that.
You're going to be shocked. Call me Rami when you see me.
We give you that 47%, that 50% he won't, huh?
That's all I need. I had that, Jay.
Hey, Bernie, real quick, let me ask you a question. Now, I know that what you're going to give them is something that they can take home.
Oh, most definitely.
But if there's some more comedians out there who want to get their work out, what's the best advice you can give them?
I mean, all I can tell you is keep doing what you do, you know. Go to that Jay website and holler at your boy. He makes sure you get on the air. Keep doing your thing. Study hard. Keep pushing.
That's right.
Like the lady said on there, put God first.
That's right.
Everything else going to come, you feel me?
That's right. That's
Bernie
right.
2000 told you that.
Boy, I tell you, you guys just don't know what you're in for. Don't know what you're in for. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we probably close out the show. But you definitely are live in the day with Jay.
Bon Lush Studios, Gastonia's newest and most reliable tattoo, piercing, and photography studio. Located on the corner of 317 South Marietta Street, Gastonia, North Carolina, Bon Lush Studios gives you that upscale experience that you may want in a tattoo environment. You can reach them at 704-910-1713, or you can reach them at www.bonlush.com.
Gastonia.com. Von Lush Studios, Gastonia's newest, most reliable studio.
Live in Gastonia, North Carolina, September the 29th, J Radio Show proudly presents the first annual Independence Artist Festival, featuring many, many acts from all over the world, including Metro, DTQ, K-Pasa, Lost World Music, Lady K, Bernie Mac 2000, Grand Dossier, and special performances by international recording artists Dre Rock and Sue Lane. You definitely don't want to miss the Independent Artist Festival at the venue, 160 West Franklin Boulevard, Gastonia, North Carolina. Cost is $5, pre-sale 8 to 11. Be there.
The Bottle Shop, located in the heart of downtown Gastonia, North Carolina, is a family-owned fine wine and import beer establishment. Since July 2009, The Bottle Shop prides itself in offering the widest selection of fine wines outside of Charlotte, with over 208 wines to choose from, as well as over 152 import beers and fine selections of cigars. It's owned and operated by Margaret Mooney. The Bottle Shop. Open Monday through Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Thursday through Saturday, 11 to 10 p.m. Drop by for a wine or beer tasting, or just come in and have a glass at our wine bar. Wine is served by the bottle or the glass, and we have several wine and beer tastings per month. Be sure to check us out on the web at thebottleshop.biz and find out the dates of our next tasting. That's The Bottle Shop with two P's and an E, or call us at 704-810-WINE. The Bottle Shop, 174 West Main Avenue, Gastonia.
Need new furniture? Get to Badcock to celebrate our holiday super sale. Save up to $400 on selected dining rooms, bedrooms, and living rooms. Save over $1,000 on our Legends mattress set and get a free tablet. And don't miss our back-to-school specials. Save $300 on a laptop or tablet with our Home Run or Waverly Youth bedroom collections. Plus, enjoy 18-month special financing and register to win $5,000 shopping spree at Badcock.com.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 313-704. That is 704-313-0101. Guys, I got caught up in that moment. I missed Mike. Hey, I'm telling you, that was Michael Jackson, for any of you who don't know. Probably one of the most perfect songs ever created, known to man. But and we miss you, Mike. Definitely we miss you. And we're going to get our chance to celebrate you. And I might have a little something up my sleeve for this Independent Artist Festival. Yeah, I just got to tune in and find out what's going on with it. Speaking of the Independent Artist Festival, guys, we put this together, and I say we collectively, I mean we. That's me and all the artists that are going to perform in this festival. And here at WGNC 1450, I just want you guys to know that this is something that I've been wanting to do for a very long time. I love my independent artists. I will continue to love my independent artists. I will support you. I will walk through the fire with you. And I just ask that you guys support these artists. Support their cause, support their talents, because these guys got it, and females, they got it. And you're going to see what they have to offer on the 29th. You're going to be, as I always tell you, pleasantly surprised and entertained. And that's just the best that I can possibly describe this event to you in, because I know it's much, much more than that, but I got to find the words for that. And right now I don't have the words for that because it's a little overwhelming for me. So, I want you guys to go and buy these tickets. Go, to DeFace Barbershop. That's 255 East Main Avenue, Gastonia, North Carolina. Get your tickets now, pre-sale. $5 now, $8 at the door. You guys, we're giving you all the opportunity you can to hear some real, real good talent. And as I tell you each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love I know, and that's the love of God, because he give it to me each and every day. So for me and Bernie 2000,
you better know that.
Peace, and I will next week. You've been live in the day with Jeff.